from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looks like the Texans brought in a new defensive lineman. Feldarius Payne?
It's a hell of a name.
I think that's it.
Sounds like a philosophizer.
Sounds like a creative parent. Sounds like to me, Feldarius. No relation to Seth, but Feldarius Payne.
Tyler Milner just texted me and said, "What's up, cracker?"
I don't remember that one at all. I usually remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either. There.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, that's
good. I like it, though.
Feldarius.
He even said crack up. I'm guessing you didn't put an ER on the end of there.
I didn't know there was an ER and a I didn't know there was a difference on that.
That's what the whites used to do.
Yeah, I thought it was always ER.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't know that was
I mean, I guess the cool thing to do is put an A on the end of it, maybe.
Yeah,
that's the hip thing to do.
You are hip.
I am pretty hip.
Yeah. What was hip in Friday night's game was, I think, the big play that you knew ended C.J. Stroud's night, ended most of the starters' night, especially the receivers and backs, Clint, was that touchdown pass to Tank Dell. And it was a beautiful play, third down and 8, and they had all three guys out in the route, and Tank Dell, as D'Amico said, a big play threat, makes a big play, breaks a tackle, and gets into the end zone, Clint. But I know you watched that, and you just shake your head like a lot of people, I think, do to think about how scary this offense is going to be when he's your third receiving threat.
Yeah, look, I think it's that play in itself is indicative of the power of this offense, the explosiveness of this offense, this offense's ability to strike fear into defenses. Now, look, it's a preseason game. I don't know why the defense was called the way that it was, but I think we can all learn. If you look at it, it ends up being a cover two. They drop the safety down in the hole. They bail a corner on the play side. It ends up being that corner playing a deep half and that backside safety, which is out of the screen on most of them, most videos I've seen. He's playing the other half. It was a 3-by-1 formation with Diggs and Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz on one side to the quarterback's left, and Nico Collins was to the quarterback's right by himself with a corner rolled up and a safety over the top. So if they're going to dedicate, whether you look at just the defense's alignment, they're going to dedicate a safety and a corner to Nico Collins and dedicate two defenders to Nico Collins and leave Dalton Schultz, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs to deal with the rest of them, you're going to have a problem strong side just like they did, right? So just starting with the alignment, I think it shows you that it definitely illustrates that if they're gonna give a cover two safety and a corner to Nico, they're gonna have problems with this bunch on the front side. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? And really, what happens is now you get into the actual play itself. You get Stephon Diggs attacking the backside safety full speed and the backside corner full speed, right? And that safety has to keep his width, and that corner has to respect Stephon Diggs coming that way. You get Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz on shorter routes underneath that draw the linebacker and the underneath coverage, draw those down. And then you get a great, again, because they're both very, very dangerous in the pass game. And then you get Tank Dell with an outside release. He steps on the toes of that corner that's trying to get deep and play safety. And he forces him to get wide with a great route. And C.J. Stroud, the picture is so beautiful. It's so easy. It's so simple. It's just there's the void. All of these different explosive weapons you have made the defense dictate. And now that void's just sitting out there. All you got to do is throw the ball out there in that void and let Tank do work. Now, after the catch, obviously, was a different story. Tank did his thing. But creating that void in the defense for them to have a ball that's thrown 20 yards, 20-plus yards in the air just seemed like an effortless catch. The layers to it is, man, that's with this explosive group, you can't hang off of Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz in the underneath routes. You got guys that are going to want to jump those, right? You can't cheat with Diggs running across the field full speed. If you're playing the coverage right and Tank Dell releases outside the way he's supposed to and gets vertical, you got to respect that, and you got to widen if you're that safety. So it just creates a huge void, and the guy that benefits from it all, obviously Tank, but the guy that benefits from it all is CJ, is just going to get as clear a picture as he's ever had playing a game of football, and he get on that play.
You guys ever watch NBA or college basketball, any basketball, and you think like, damn, man, These guys gonna get a good shot every time down. They may not make them all,
yeah,
but they're at least gonna get an open
Watch
shot.
Golden State good, do it for years.
Yes, right. That's a good example. Spurs too. Before that, they're gonna get a good shot every time down.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.